chapter 55, 10 to 11. Very powerful, this psalm. Let me read one more time, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. The sermon outline is on your handout paper. Rain is probably something that you had to learn to appreciate, especially here on West Coast. I mean, you don't hear a lot of young kids say, "Oh good, it's raining now, we really want it." No. If you ask a group of children that they think about raining days, they will likely respond, "They stink." Why? Because they cannot go out and play. Yes, rain is something that we had to learn to appreciate. It probably wasn't until we got a little older that we learned that rain had a valuable purpose. It sustains life. Without rain, there wouldn't be any crops. And without crops, there wouldn't be any food. And as you know, if there is no food, there wouldn't be any life. How interesting is it then that the prophet Isaiah, here in our text for this morning, compares God's word with rain. Now let's take a closer look at this comparison and see if we cannot learn to better appreciate God's powerful word. Just as rain has a valuable purpose and always accomplishes what it's sent to do, so also God's word has a valuable purpose and always accomplishes when it's sent to do. Listen again to verse 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it spring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Not only does Isaiah compare God's word with rain, but he also compares it with snow. Something else that is often not truly appreciated for what it really does also. See, snow's main purpose is far greater than providing sliding hills, snowman materials, or snowmobile trails. Its main purpose, like rain, is to provide water and moisture for the earth so that plants and trees are able to grow and live. And notice what God says about snow and rain's purpose. They always accomplish it, he says. Every time they come down, they always provide moisture for the germination, growth, and production of seed planted in the earth. Yes, providing this moisture is the purpose of snow and rain. And as God says, they always accomplish their purpose. And now the comparison to his word in verse 11. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. God's word, like the rain and snow from heaven, always accomplishes its God's intended purpose. This verse clearly reminds us that God's word, as found in the Bible, is not from human origin, but from God himself. The rest of scripture attests to this as well. The epistle Peter tells us in his second epistle, "For prophecy never have its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Just as God sends the snow and rain from heaven, so also he sends us his word, and he has done that by giving us the Bible." But why? He doesn't send his word so that plants and trees are able to grow and live, but rather so that we are able to grow and live. See, his word gives and sustains new life in us. Yes, his word brings new life because without that word, we were dead in sin. Without the knowledge of Jesus as our Savior, we were dead people. Or maybe we were walking around and breathing in this earth, but for all practical purposes, we were dead, for we have no hope of eternal life and nothing to look forward to except eternal death in hell as punishment for our sins. So you could say we were as good as dead. But that is why God sent his powerful word to accomplish a very valuable purpose. That purpose was to give us life. Through his word connected with the water of baptism, we were born in God's family and gave life as forgiven children of God. As we get older, the word continues to water our hearts so that we grow in our faith and understand of everything that God has done for us. We learned how God sent his one and only Son into this world, how that Son died on the cross that we will never have to die for our sins, but rather that we may instead live with God for all eternity. In holy baptism and in holy communion, the word connects with the earthly elements, water, bread, and wine. There too, the purpose of the word is to give and strengthen our faith, assuring us that because of Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and that heaven is indeed waiting for us. Dear friends, if you have faith in your hearts, God's powerful word has indeed created life in you. The faith in your heart is proof that God's word accomplished the purpose for which God sent it. Sadly, though, many people doubt the power of the word. They doubt the value of the word and wait and what it can do for them in their lives. And sadly, sometimes we are those people. Or we may not come right out and say, "Oh, that we doubt the power of the word." Yet, isn't that what we are saying when we neglect to hear the word? Isn't that what we are saying when we stay away from church, or if we neglect personal and family devotions in our home? Don't those actions say that we feel is a waste of our time to come to God's house, or that we could be spend our time better. Such actions actually show that our faith is immature, don't they? Remember how I pointed out that when we were younger, we didn't like rain, because we didn't understand how important it was. We thought all it did was ruin our fun and prevent us from doing what we wanted. And now, that is how we sometimes look at God's words. But as we grew, we came to understand that rain has a valuable purpose, for it sustains life. As we grow in our faith, we too realize how vital the word is to our faith life. Just as when a plant doesn't get regular watering, it dies, so also does our faith. Dear friends, our faith depends upon hearing God's powerful word. In Romans, Paul wrote, "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." May we all grow and mature in our faith, so that we realize that taking time out of our schedule in order to worship, or time to have devotions in our homes, is not a nuisance as a rainy day is to a child. Rather, may we see that hearing the word is necessary so that our souls may live. And this is not only necessary for our own souls, but for the souls of others too. In that same letter to Romans, Paul writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Everyone's salvation is dependent upon hearing that wonderful gospel message, that powerful word of God. But just as we sometimes doubt the gospel power and what it can do for us, sadly, sometimes we too doubt its power in the lives of others. Yes, we do this when we think that talking to so-and-so about our Savior is just going to be a waste of time. We think that they are not going to listen. When we do that, are we not doubting what God can do through that word? When we feel that our talking to someone about Jesus isn't going to do any good, are we not forgetting that it's God's power, that word, through that word, even if it's come from our untrained lips? When we get discouraged because it seems that our witness to a friend or family members goes in one ear to another, and we say we are never going to do that again, don't we doubt the power of God's word? When we lose heart after inviting someone to church and they don't show up and feel that invitation was simply a waste of our time, isn't that also doubting the power of God's word? Yes, sometimes we do doubt the power of the word, because so often it appears as if it doesn't work. But God promised us here in our text that his word always accomplished the purpose for which he sent it. Just as rain doesn't bring forth a bountiful harvest the next day, so also with the word, sometimes the results are not seen until much later. Maybe that constant witness to our wayward children is what is going to hold them up and bring them back to a close relationship with their Savior a few years down the road. Maybe the friend that didn't take us up on our invitation to church this time will accept it next time because he happens to be at the point where his life is spiraling out of control. Last Friday, we just finished our church VBS. We saw how God's word works in children's heart. Actually, whether we see it or not, God promises us that his powerful word works. It works in our lives, and it will work in others' lives as well. In fact, it's the only thing that will work, for it's the only thing that can give new life to those dead in their sin. So next time you see it's raining outside, know at that very moment God is working. He's working in your heart through his powerful word, and he's working in others' hearts as well. So keep watering with the word and watch what the Lord will do through it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.